listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. It is Anything Goes Friday. And it's an interesting day. Every now and then, you know, there are some personal stories that you just don't share. But on the other hand, sometimes there are personal stories that are worth sharing because maybe somebody else could learn from it. Maybe and I've discovered a startling number of people who share this malady with me. When I was and apropos of today, I woke up this morning and I went blind. I was trying to read something, and all of a sudden, everything I looked at, the letters just vanished right at the middle of my field of vision, and then these little sparkles that were obscuring the letters got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it turned into this semicircle with the giant zigzags going through it that was bright black and yellow of blindness, and moved out into my peripheral vision. I got my central vision back, but then I lost my peripheral vision, and the whole process lasts about an hour, and then I'm left with a headache and tinnitus, or tinnitus, or however you say it, ringing in the ears, which I'm hearing right now. This was just maybe 5 hours ago, 6-7 hours ago. And I first experienced this when I was 7 years old. I had one of these, it knocked me down. I was in school, I was in second grade, and it just I literally knocked me out of my chair. It hurt so badly. It was, you know, I mean, this is a kind of a semi-classic migraine headache. And my parents took me to the doctor, and they did all these tests, and they couldn't figure out what it was, and it went away after a couple of weeks. But I was having them every day for a while, and then after a few weeks, they went away. And then maybe 20 years ago or so, I was teaching advertising and marketing seminars around the country, and I was in San Francisco. I was staying down at Fisherman's Wharf at the Hyatt down there, and on one side of the hotel is a Japanese restaurant, on the other side of the hotel is a Chinese restaurant, and I was eating at, but it was a three-day seminar workshop that I was teaching, so I was there for 4 or 5 days, and I was eating at these two restaurants every day, and the third day of the seminar, I'm in the middle of the seminar, I'm standing in front of a room of like 50, 60 people talking, and all of a sudden, I lose my central vision. I'm going blind. And it was the first time it had happened really in a big way since I was 7 years old. And I had this vague memory of it from when I was seven, but it was like, whoa, what's this? And I thought, I'm having a stroke or I'm going blind. You know, something's going on here. Something really nasty is going on. But I just kept talking. I didn't want to say to everybody, oh, my God, you know. And so I just kept talking, even though I couldn't see. And after about 10 minutes, it moved into my peripheral vision, and I could see my students again, and within an hour, it was gone. And so that night, as soon as the class was done, around 5 o'clock, I took a cab down to Kaiser Permanente, the nearest hospital, and checked myself into their ER, and I said, you know, here's what's going on. And the doctor was an ethnically Asian guy. He was an American, but he was of Chinese ancestry. And he said, I described the symptoms to him, and he said, have you been eating Chinese food? And I said, yeah. And he said, you have Caucasian MSG disease. I was like, what? And he said, you wouldn't believe the number of white people who come into this ER describing the same symptoms you have. And it's because you're allergic to monosodium glutamate and other glutamates. There are, you know, these glutamates that occur in various foods. And so he said, just stop eating Chinese food, you'll be fine. And I did, and I was. So I was back in Michigan, I don't know, a month or two later. And this was back when my mom and dad were both still alive. And I was talking to my mom. I'm sitting in their living room, and I'm telling my mom about what happened. And she's like, oh, my God, now I know what happened when you were seven. And I was like, what's that? And she said, well, there was this article in Parade magazine that was asking, why is it that Asian students do so well academically, and was speculating that it was MSG, that it was some kind of brain food. And so I went out and I bought a thing of MSG at the Kroger store, and I sprinkled it into all the food I made for you for weeks. And then when I ran out of it, I forgot to get some more, and your headaches went away. And I never put two and two together, but that must have been it. So this happened to me this morning. It happened to me last night while I was doing my TV show. It happened in the middle of the TV show, the third block of the show, from 30 minutes after until 45 minutes after. I was basically blind. And it happened when I was talking to Sarah Van Gelder. It started out, I was having trouble reading the prompter, and then I turned to Sarah, and through that 5 or 6 minutes that I was interviewing her, I just lost all my central vision. By the time I was done, I had lost my peripheral vision, but my central vision was back, so I was able to go back and finish reading from the prompter, and I finished the show, and I never said anything about it to anybody other than Louise. But it had also happened last Friday, as I was at the going to the airport. I'm sorry, Saturday, last Saturday morning on my way to Michigan, and it had happened the day before yesterday. And so this morning, when this happened, I said to Louise, I mean, this is weird. Can you help me figure out where I've been eating, because I think I'm getting MSG. And she was like, when we went through restaurants and meals, and I couldn't figure it out. And then she said, 2 weeks ago, I bought a bottle of gluten-free soy sauce, and I've been using that instead of salt, and I've been putting it in chili, and Thursday morning we had scrambled tofu, and it was full of that, and so we grabbed the bottle, and it was half empty in a week and a half, and it, sure enough, it was made with hydrolyzed soy protein and, quote, natural flavors, which is how MSG appears on a lot of labels. So I threw that out this morning. And I share that with you because two of my kids have the same sensitivity. And this is, as I said, this is fairly common. So, and it's what the doc in the ER room told me was it was startling to him how many people put up with this and had been for years on painkillers and even narcotics for migraine headaches and things, when all they really needed to do is stop eating MSG. So just an FYI.